Valentine's Day. Paul Raffaele, co-founder of Nomu Brands. I mean, do you guys notice an uptick in the sale of luxury sort of products at this time of year, Paul Raffaele?
Hi, Bruce. Look, not so much in hot chocolate yet, unfortunately. That is obviously our primary concern. But we can certainly detect that marketing takes a very strong leaning towards trying to capitalize on people's romantic yearnings.
You know? Okay, so you spend a lot of money trying to sell stuff. Does that translate into actual product sales?
Certainly, I would imagine that about this time of year, anyone who doesn't follow any of these little seasonal spikes, be it Mother's Day or Christmas Day or Valentine's Day in this case, I think you are missing a beat. I think consumers are primed to look for good news stories at the moment, mostly for distraction value and also out of habits. You know, people would like to have a little sugary treat, I think, at this time of year. It's an easy, quick fix and maybe will last a bit longer than one solitary rose that you have to buy off somebody at one of those guys who approaches you in a restaurant. But I would certainly think that marketing tends to push the idea with good reason. People still do like chocolate. People still do like cocoa. And it's an easy fix, a quick and easy solution.
I bumped into a man, and again, I've got to be so careful because I don't want to disclose anything I shouldn't. But I bumped into a man I know today, and he was standing looking at some very forlorn-looking red roses at Woolies. And these things looked like, the moment you took them out the water, their heads were going to droop. And he said, my wife has forbidden me from ever buying red roses because I bought her red roses on the first Valentine's Day when we met each other, and the heads flopped over then. So she banned red roses. And he was tempted. He was really tempted. So we are tempted by habit, and we're tempted by the marketing. Give me a sense, please, what is happening in the cocoa industry, because actually this is a serious economic discussion, because prices of cocoa around the world are falling.
Yeah, well, if you recall, the last time we spoke, I was full of the Ides of March and all sorts of doom and gloom. There was a prolonged period, a couple of successive crop failures, as well as another outbreak in the South American growers community of a particular virus that took out a whole crop as well. But I think a few things have happened in the last few years. There's been a reasonably good crop resurgence now, but this has been balanced off against a growth in the health food sector. So people are eschewing sugary treats a little bit more. So what's happened is that there's been a sort of an artificial resurgence in the amount of available stock. As a result, price has gone down. This favors some of the bigger chocolate companies like Mondelez, which is probably now going to look to find ways to use a cheaper, lower grade of cocoa to, you know, fill the market up again, stock up on other items. Whereas you're probably going to find artisanal top-end craft chocolate seeking ways to, you know, continue to specialize and be more inventive with catering to the really top end, the very luxury end of the chocolate market. So I think if you look at what's happening broadly, there's a lot more cocoa going around. Prices are going to come down for a while. But a lot of this is also being driven out of West African markets where there hasn't been any prolonged civil strife of any particular note, although it's a fairly consistent thing to experience. It's not been as bad recently, so production has come up. But it still hasn't really fully recovered. Your average West African farmer is still broadly disincentivized from farming cocoa as a crop. It doesn't make a lot of financial sense. But regardless of this, in the other markets, where South America, for example, there still isn't enough cocoa being produced out of those markets to make much of a difference. The bulk of our cocoa is still coming from a place where there is now more being produced overall, but less being consumed in some of the developing markets. You do have another question to answer, really, which is that what happens when those developing markets really wake up in a year or two's time, and when markets like the Far East, for example, suddenly really do discover a sweet tooth. This is not something that has fully been explored yet. We're already beginning to see far more interest coming out of the Asian markets. Things like luxury hot chocolates are very interesting over there, simply because sugary treats in the form of sort of mass market consumable sugary chocolate brands are still widely sort of misunderstood or not considered in the same sense that a Western consumer might use them. So what happens when those palates suddenly wake up to it in about 2 or 3 years' time? And what happens if there were to be another break in supply coming out of West Africa? I think then we'd be facing a very serious issue. But for what it's worth right now, to answer your question, things in cocoa, there's plenty to go around. And conveniently for us, plenty in the very premium and quality section as well.
But I'm also listening between the lines. You're not saying the prices are going to come down anytime soon. I mean, there's enough activity, there's enough latent demand to keep supporting quite high prices.
I think it's prone to seasonal spikes. I think you're probably going to find that most of the markets are going to respond around times like Easter and, you know, Christmas and Valentine's Day, as an example, where the stock markets may want to play around with the price a little bit. But the overall physical reality is that there is more cocoa going around at the moment. There's no need for it to be as expensive as it might have been a few years ago. And if I were to talk purely from our small, relatively speaking, our small-scale exposure, you know, for us to procure a very good quality, consistently good quality cocoa at a reasonable price is not particularly difficult at this stage. The all the major suppliers are sounding far more comfortable than they were, say, 2 years ago.
What does doesn't appear to be changing. Paul, I've got to let you go, but before I do, what does a guy who runs a cocoa business like you do for the woman in his life who also runs a cocoa business and who's seen it all before, frankly, and maybe doesn't want to look at cocoa in the face first thing on Valentine's morning?
I'm not going to answer that completely, Bruce. I'm just going to say you have to get very inventive. How's that?
That's interesting. Thank you, Paul Ravelli, co-founder of Nomu Brands.